Premier Auto Group News.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
There was a shootout in East Haven.
Unreal.
Did you see this video?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yep.
And no one was hit except for a McDonald's.
Well, that big red sign with the golden arches, hard to miss that.
I don't think that was the intended target.
No, of course not.
Someone's eating a Big Mac and like, what is that? It's not a bullet.
Part of the Happy Meal.
Mm. Yeah, these people were clearly not happy.
No.
It happened 1:10 a.m. Saturday at the Roomba Cafe Bar and Lounge. Isn't that a little redundant? What about the Roomba Cafe or the Roomba Bar or the Roomba Lounge?
Yeah, pick one.
It's all three.
Cafe, bar, and lounge.
Right. You see, lounge is kind of an old term. I just go with bar or cafe.
That's a long name. Maybe that's what they were arguing about.
Right. I want to change the name.
This name's too long.
Right. No, it's not. My grandpa.
You're saying the same thing
over and over again.
Cafe, bar, and lounge.
Right.
Oh, yeah? You want to fight about it? Yes, I do.
Take this outside.
Hold on. Let me use my gun, pistol, firearm.
Right? Yeah, one guy was holding two of them.
Was he?
Yeah, so one guy had two guns. He came out. And the first original guy they're talking to gets in his car and comes back out, and he had a gun, and he's the one who started firing off the shots.
There was one moment where you see the guy standing near the black car.
Yeah.
And there's this whole crowd, and there's a guy holding a gun, and then a whole crowd. I'm like, wow, this could be really bad for this guy. And he just puts his hands up like, hey, man, I don't want to know nothing.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it being called bar, cafe, lounge.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. I couldn't spell Roomba properly. Sorry, I put an H in there.
Is it Roomba or Rumba?
Right.
Let's go back outside.
Right. Now. We will Roomba over Roomba.
Isn't that thing that vacuums your floor?
Yes.
By itself?
I was going to say
the little robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have those there?
Apparently so.
Be That's funny what you if sit
a,
on.
A bunch of those came out with guns.
Yep.
Hey, you bumped into me!
No, you bumped into me! But that guy who had his hands up went into the car. He's the guy who came out firing shots.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a clever ruse.
Yeah. That's a move in karate, too. So someone's, you know, you're getting into it. It's about to go down. You put your hands up like, hey, man, I don't want any trouble. You take a step in and boom.
Nice.
Okay. I changed my mind. Nighty-night, rabbit.
Ow.
Good luck enjoying your french fries with no lower teeth.
Oh my God, we have to get someone on and talk about this. Jeez.
Yeah.
Footage is so scary. It's like that could have been multiple deaths.
I mean, that one guy who first pulls the piece showed restraint. He's pointing it, but he's not firing it. He's just telling folks that, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like back off.
But with the guy who got into the car, he's
like, look, I just said there were too many words saying the same thing. Cafe, bar, and lounge.
That was
right?
It. Yes.
Relax.
Right.
I don't like when someone's holding a gun and someone else is reaching for them like, no, don't do that. I just see a hole going right through their hand.
Mm. Oh, you know who's there? Roger Susanna.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe we can get him on the phone.
He's got his gunfight here today.
Yeah, this is when you want to go, though. Hours and hours after.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tape is down. Police are gone. No one's shooting anymore.
Roger.
All the good stuff.
After watching the video, detectives determined that a white or Hispanic male believed to be in his mid-20s wearing a red backward hat. The backward hat. Can we talk about this now?
Please? That's the SWAT position. They always turn their heads backwards.
Yeah.
I think it's hot. Guys don't do it anymore. It's like a 90s thing. We should bring that back.
Yeah, Fred Durst killed it, I think, for most people.
Fred Durst killed everything. But yeah.
I don't know if there's anything hot about it.
No.
Oh, okay. So hot.
Yeah, okay. So there's my confirmation.
Right.
So wearing a backwards hat, black T-shirt, and dark-colored jeans, entered a newer model blue vehicle. He is seen returning to the rear parking lot. And he had multiple firearms.
There are a million people there. Someone knows who this guy
is.
Oh, yeah. But you can't talk.
No. You don't say nothing. No.
That's it. You're a cop. All right, next person. Let's get you over here. All right, so what did you see? I didn't see nothing.
Nothing.
Really? Because you were standing right there. Nah, I didn't see a thing.
That's you, right?
Well, but, yeah. But what started it? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Apparently, Rubo okay. Barlow's.
All right, this is you in the video right here.
Yeah.
Okay? So what's? Why don't you just tell me what's being said between these two groups right here? Couldn't hear.
It was loud.
I had my earbuds in.
All the shooting drowned it out. The muzzle flash blinded me.
I didn't see any gunshots.
Yeah.
Well, you could clearly see you're ducking from bullets right here. I don't know what you're talking about.
I found a quarter. Ooh, a quarter.
All right. We got to get someone on to talk about that later.
Yeah.
That could have been multiple deaths.
There's so many people. Like, when you said shootout, I was expecting, like, oh, it's going to be, like, two different vehicles, maybe three. There's, like, two dozen people just walking around.
Yeah.
Shots being just fired walking like around. Crazy.
And amazingly, only McDonald's got hit.
Well, when I read shootout, I thought, okay, one person fires a couple shots, another person fires a couple shots. Oh, no, it was a shootout.
An exchange of gunfire.
It's time for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. A woman arrested for smuggling drugs in her undercarriage.
Undercarriage. Yeah.
You know what that means?
She's a car.
Do I have an undercarriage? What does that mean?
You got a grease job down there or what?
Within a two-day period, U.S. Customs officers in El Paso busted a woman smuggling fentanyl in her. But JJ.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh. In a fentanyl carrier.
Not comfortable.
And a man who had hidden the drug in his groin area.
Oh. That took a lot of balls.
Now, does that mean in, out, under?
I'm guessing underneath. Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah, an extra baggage. Down here.
Elderly Italian man.
Oh, yeah.
That means he's all sweaty. That person will be going to drugs going a lot.
Here's a news report on the woman's arrest.
A woman crossing the Mexico border into the United States in El Paso was caught smuggling fentanyl in an area only women could smuggle things. Authorities say the 48-year-old woman had more than 53 grams of the powerful narcotic. CBP officers say she was acting nervous, but eventually admitted everything after they sent her for a pat-down search.
No. Well, if it's inside, they won't feel it during the pat-down.
That's an interesting way of saying it.
Yes.
We're only a woman. Could smuggle it.
I did think that was a little strange for like a straight news report.
Yeah.
She said down under.
In
her purse?
Not allowed to say the word vagina?
Genitals.
In her compact? That. Maybe in her compact, yes.
Right. What else would you say? In her privates? But that can cover the other...
Right.
It'd still be a mystery. Where exactly was it?
In her gyno area.
In an area only her gynecologist. Well, nope, that wouldn't work either.
That's true, yes. Right. Now she's getting a gynecologist.
What about the baby shoot?
I like that. baby maker.
You know, it's not used enough in straight news.
The baby shoot.
Yeah. Baby shooter.
That makes it sound so unattractive.
The baby shoot. Wah.
The baby cannon.
Look, she had a gram. Nice. Baby cannon.
What else could you call that?
Coochie.
The baby drop zone. Yeah, no. Coochie sounds
Cooch
like...
Pop.
Nah.
Blech. It works.
Coochie pop sounds like an illness.
It's exactly right. Yeah. Like a really bad dessert.
Nothing should be poppy about it.
Want a coochie pop? No. If you can put a stick in it, I don't want it.
Can you look up other names for the vajayjay?
Other names for the vajayjay.
Don't write that.
Right. Oh, I'm
you
writing
know
that.
Right.
Oh, heard, my God.
I've heard vag.
What are we getting here?
Wow.
I looked up other names for the vagina in Google.
Ashley's one of them.
Well, in England, it's called a fanny.
The fanny?
That wouldn't work here.
Yeah, no.
We would think it's the butt.
Exactly, right.
The other end.
Yeah.
It's funny how we got that one backwards.
So what do they call that part?
I don't know if I can say this.
So fanny pack has a whole nother meaning.
Yes, right. I'm going to be packing the fanny this weekend.
then you arrive with a fanny pack. Yes, I got my...
my mentals are in here.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
Then don't.
But it's funny.
Wow.
Yeah. Thingy is one.
Thingy. Her thingy. Okay.
What are we, 4 years old? All right.
Yeah, my thingy.
That would have worked better than what that newscaster used, though.
Only a woman could do it.
Right.
Smuggle it where only a woman can. Like,
Oh, man can. He's a little further back.
But he doesn't have that part.
No, he doesn't.
He's in transition.
He's got the slot. He
did the transition.
Right. Only women can smuggle things.
Only women can smuggle things.
Ah,
she does say it like a robot.
Yes.
It is like Siri speaking to you. We're only women. It's Howard Cosell.
Only women could smuggle things.
Is that right?
She's smuggling the drugs where only women can smuggle the drugs.
Is that right? They're showing me.
And down goes the drugs.
And goes the drugs. I've got to know who put them there.
What other words can we use?
Vagine.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a product for it.
Doesn't seem like a good news.
Are you wearing your new vagines?
It's just lazy. Just say the last syllable.
It's jeans. It show up with a veg.
Vagina?
Yeah.
Vagina.
That's the medical term.
Vagina. She put some stuff in her vagina.
Oh my God. That makes me uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
Give it up.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
Ooh, bah, bah. AJ, but drugs.
Turn your mic off.
Why?
What else? Any other words?
Foof?
Her foof. No. That's the one that comes out the other side. Foof. Ah, God, who
well,
foofed?
Until you said that, I thought, you know what? I would know what that means.
No.
I'd never heard it before, but
no.
I would know what that means. And Tribe, I see you calling. I'm not going to you.
Yeah, no.
I know you're trying to help, but...
Foof sounds like air that comes out of your butt.
There are some food items that have been used to...
Oh, right. Mexican food.
That's one.
Yep.
Mexican food?
Mexican food, hard yes.
Shell.
You usually get two for Tuesday.
Yeah. No.
There's also the thing that Pooh likes to eat.
Honey.
Pooh.
Oh.
Honey pot.
You mean the bear. I'm like, I didn't know Pooh ate.
No, honey pot. You can say honey pot.
There's also some animals.
Honey pot.
Yeah,
There's some animals?
One is very industrious.
No.
Oh, yes. Right. One builds a dam.
Right.
I would never refer to my own thing as that. Ever.
Well, thing. I guess we have my own thing.
Her
now.
Own thing, thanks yeah.
Thing.
Her thinking. Right.
You know what? If the newscaster used that, she smuggled the drugs in her thing.
If you foof in your thingy, you need to see a doctor.
There has to be a drug for that with one of those disclaimers that's like most of the commercial.
Do you foof from your thingy?
If you foof from your thing.
Third on here I've never before.
Try foof away. Foofenex.
I used to foof from my thing. It was very embarrassing.
Janice, you have a tendency to foof from your thingy. So I received help.
Foof from your thing again?
And they'll show her, like, walking around a sundress, talking to people at a yard sale.
Oh, my God, I can't even breathe. She foofed from her thing.
Last time, I blew my hat off my head.
Mabel, you need to get some drugs for that foofing thing you're doing with your thing.
Good heavens, you're foofing your thing. It sounds like caca.
A penis fly trap.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. That
I'm going to start using that one.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some on this list here that I found that I've never seen before. I don't know if I should say them. I'm not going to do it.
Probably not. Yeah.
Talking about Halloween and how people start celebrating too early or too much.
Yes.
Lamont Price is on, comedian, good friend of the show, and he's very into Halloween.
Huge.
And he's giving us advice on how to survive in one of these horror movies. And we're talking about Friday the 13th. Here is where the kids are warned not to go.
the girls up there going to look as good as you?
Not enough.
You're going to care blood, ain't you? God damn it, Ralph. Get out of here. Go on, get. Leave people alone.
You'll never come back again.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
It's got a death curse.
See, at that point, I'm out of there.
That's, which one am I thinking of? That's that one's a little bit different than the one I remember. I'll have to find it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a crazy guy with an old fishing hat.
There's always someone in these movies, like the guy in Poltergeist, you're going to die in there! There's always somebody that tells you you're going to die, and these idiots don't listen to it.
That is true.
Someone tells you to die,
House
I'm not going.
Told you to get out.
Yeah, I'm going home then.
To be fair, this guy in this scene looks like he's had nothing but gin to drink for about a decade, so it's easy to dismiss him.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe don't go on Friday the 13th, go on Saturday the 14th. Here's a thought.
Just pick a different day.
That's a good point.
Yeah, go on a different day.
Don't go camping at a campground where 14 people died last year.
Right.
Don't go on the 13th. Wait until the 14th.
Try July 4th.
If somebody in the convenience store or somewhere around, like the little town gas station, says don't go there, don't go there.
If your car breaks down out of nowhere a lot, don't take it.
Oh, yeah.
It's always, it breaks down by the woods. And it's always by, like, you know, scary person in the woods.
Yeah. Woods.
Yes.
God damn it, Ralph. Leave people alone.
Stupid Ralph.
Ralph shows up in the second one.
Oh, yeah?
And then Jason takes him out.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Ralph.
After he warned everybody.
Yeah. Ralph's bad for business.
Ralph goes to, no, because they go to the, he goes to the camp, and he's like peeping on some girl changing clothes.
Oh.
Mistake.
And Jason's behind a tree, and then Jason clips him right there. Like,
see? Even Jason has morals.
Yeah, Jason's like,
no,
look,
Jason starts watching himself after that.
Oh.
Is that right?
I don't want to know anymore.
I don't know what to believe.
Right.
That's my favorite watching spot. Right.
If I hear a zipper go down, I'm out of there.
Yeah. That's it. Like, that's Jason's move. Jason and Michael Myers, they kind of just hang back. If it's like a young lady kind of changing clothes, they'll hang back. And then track afterwards, but they hang back like, let me just,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin the moment here. Let me check this out.
They got a roll of singles on them.
I didn't realize that they're little creepos, besides being like, crazy murderers.
Yeah, cutting folks' head off in a machete. Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, that's where you draw the line. It's like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
They were people bones.
Oh, he's a creeper.
Wow.
That's hope. Totally different story.
With Mike Myers, if you get killed by him, you deserve it, because he walks at a slow pace.
Seriously.
One.
It's like a blob on legs.
And,
he's super slow. Jason's slow.
Anybody else hear this?
They know the avenue.
Hear what?
Nothing.
They know the terrain.
I'm sorry, AJ's being 12.
Oh, come on, it's funny.
For such a big guy, Michael Myers can hide very easily behind like a bush.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like he's in the shrub, like we can all see him.
Right.
And when's the last time this guy showered? Like you can't smell him?
Seriously. Yeah, he would totally reek.
I'd be able to smell him a mile away.
Like 50 miles away. Whew!
Like, oh man, I smell onions.
Michael, shower!
Yeah. Let me tell you the most impressive thing about these guys.
Okay.
The most impressive thing about Michael Myers, and definitely Jason, the most impressive thing is they always have their shoes tied.
Yeah.
And they're buttoned up. Everything's buttoned up. So you know there's a point in the day where they get ready.
Yep. They have
that
coffee.
Would be hysterical.
The alarm clock goes off.
And it's like, oh, damn it, my shoe.
It's right. Morning routine. Yeah, what's that like?
Yeah.
Yep, almost killing time.
You would imagine a little disheveled. The shoe shouldn't be tied, but they're, buttoned up.
Yeah.
Everything's zipped up properly. Like, there's no issues with their wardrobe at all.
It'd be funny to, see them, going to, one of those, work boot sales. Trying on shoes.
AJ, that's a great short.
That really is.
Oh, look, Bob's is having a sale.
Or you see him in Home Depot in the machete aisle.
Right. This is Jason Myers for Timberland.
Yes.
Jason Myers.
When you're stalking teenagers, you should wear these.
Hold on one second here, Lamont.
Okay.
Jeff on the road.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you.
We knew this couple shortly that we stopped hanging out with them. They were so weird. They would like enter when you'd see them in the middle of the summer. They'd be like, "Hey, happy Halloween," and then they got married in Salem and during Halloween, and then they go to Salem for like a week leading up to Halloween.
They're really
and they had
it.
Halloween tattoos all over them, and it was just so bizarre. You go to their house, and it was like decorated like it was Halloween in July.
Okay,
and it was so. I mean, the first time I met the wife, she's like, "Hey, how you doing? Happy Halloween." I'm like, "It's August."
Yeah. You go to the house for Jonas popcorn balls and candy apples.
It's February. Oh. What are you talking about?
You should have said, "Hey, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving."
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. She'd put candy corns in vodka.
Candy corns in vodka?
I mean, that sounds delicious. Let's try.
No.
Want to try it?
Mm. Candy corn is terrible.
Oh, so yeah, I like candy corn. So.
Candy corn is terrible. Let me tell you something right now. Candy corn, circus peanuts. If you drop circus peanuts in my trick-or-treat pillowcase or candy corn, that's an act of war. Like, I'm fighting the whole house.
Of
the
war.
Whole house.
Yeah, he's going to drop his bag down. He's
going to beat everyone up.
The cat throwing the hands. Yep.
He's going to run through the living room like the Kool-Aid man.
Or like those, like the sketchy peanut flavored taffy things and those nondescript orange and black wrappers.
Yeah.
Nope. I will turn your house into a Western omelet.
Good to hear your voice, man. We got to have you back on next week and leading up to Halloween. Yeah, he killed.
Let me know, guys.
Literally
I'm
killed. At the Chaz and AJ comedy show.
Yeah,
killed.
Great night, killed. Man. Great
and
set.
And he didn't have a Jason costume on. Either.
No.
All right. We're linked up to things. Lamont Price at the radio station website. Thank you, brother. Now let's go to this amazing story of a 3-year-old who somehow ended up in the woods and somehow ended up surviving for days in the woods. You want to play? We'll play a couple seconds of this news report here.
Good evening to you. I'm Tom Ziska. We're glad to have you with us. We begin tonight, though, with the successful search through the woods of Grime County that reunited 3-year-old Christopher Ramirez with his anxious mother. The boy was found miles from where he disappeared. And as Fox 26's Gabby Hart reports, the man who found him says it was divine intervention that led him to the toddler.
It's a happy ending that thousands of Grimes County and Houston residents.
What we'll do now is because they're going to get into this report. I like how they put that fake camera sound in between the two.
Yeah, scared the crap out of me.
He jumped a mile.
Literally.
That's like, did they just shoot the kid with a taser?
Yeah, were they taking a selfie?
We definitely would not be able to pick up on the different voices there because they're so similar.
Right. Sheriff Donald Sowell, Grimes County PD in Texas on the phone right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Morning.
Good. What happened?
Well, it was an amazing story of the conclusion was amazing, but the boy walked away chasing his dog, playing, and then got lost in the woods. And then, as you know, the next 3 days was a long search, and bless his heart, a good Samaritan was able to find him in the morning of Saturday, 3.5 days later. And it was just an amazing opportunity, being in the right place at the right time after all the searching on the ground and air. Looking for that young man, 3 days, 3 nights. How he endured it is just a miracle, and bless his heart, he didn't have anything to eat, drink, and I doubt he slept, but he was in good spirits and laughing and crying, wanted a Coca-Cola, and was hugging his mother, and it was a beautiful sight.
That was the first thing he wanted was Coca-Cola?
Oh, he wants an endorsement, apparently.
That's exactly what he said.
Nice.
In Spanish. Told his mother in Spanish. That's what he wanted.
Oh, wow. And so you guys don't know how he did it?
All I can say is he did it, and we saw the results of it. He maintained, and he's been in the hospital since then, and the doctors are looking to release him in good health and good shape sometime this afternoon is what we understand.
Cool. What was the nighttime temperature?
About 64 degrees.
Okay. That's not comfortable.
It's better than being 98 degrees.
I spent some time That's a big swing, by the way.
That's a huge jump.
When you're
going
98 to 60 something.
Yep.
I spent some time in Texas. I love your state, but there's a lot of things to worry about, like snakes and spiders and scorpions. Yeah. Was he? Is that an area that would have those things in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's a rural area with people have 5-acre plots and the houses carved in the woods. And of course, you have that was a question posed several times by different people, the animal life out there. And you have cows, wolves, hogs, snakes, everything you can think of. And I think with all the noise we made walking on the ground, the dogs and the night searchers, maybe we ran every bit of life, wildlife out. Oh, the area from
that's true.
I guess
away.
That's what it was.
Right.
I think that's what happened because he had a lot of scratches through the briars and all the bushes and what have you. But overall, he was pretty good shape. Pretty good
wow.
shape.
It's a miracle that. Point during the search, Sheriff, did you think, wow, maybe somebody grabbed him?
Well, we looked at that, but fortunately, we had some cameras on some of the people's yards, and we downloaded all that and checked, cross-checked the times, and nothing fit that. The biological dad was in Mexico. The Mexican consulate worked with us immediately. We tracked him down. He was geographically accounted for and not involved. The stepdad was in Houston, which was about 60 miles away where he was working at. He was at work. So we deducted that being a possibility. Everybody was in immediate family and all. We accounted for. So it was just, it had to be an opportunity for some stranger, but we didn't know. And as we searched and searched throughout the day and night, and day, next day and night, next day and night, it just was getting frustrating. We had no calls from the underworld, snitches about this. We had no calls to 911, to Crime Stoppers, sightings. That's why the media was so outstanding to help us keep this alive in the public view if anybody saw anything, you know. And we were getting no information. That was very frustrating. But we maintained we were not leaving until we found him. Period. That was simple. I made it crystal clear. We were not going to leave until we found him.
Man.
Thank goodness he didn't fall into a lake. We had a divers. It was a slim possibility he could have fallen in a lake that was nearby. But we had the divers search it. Oh, just.
You guys
just
covered
searched it.
Everything. Seriously.
Everything we humanly possible could. We had a sonar in the lake, but the divers searched it. Finally, I made a decision in a worst case scenario, which we didn't want to know. We drained the tank. It took about 4 hours, but he wasn't there. That was good news. So we knew he was still alive somewhere. And so that Good Samaritan on Saturday, he had gone to Bible study that Friday. He didn't even watch the news. He did. He said, I don't watch the news. He didn't know about it until he went to Bible study, and they were talking about it. He said, man, this not, as a crow flies, using that phrase, it's not too far from my house. And I got a feeling. I need to go look myself. So Saturday morning, he got up there and looked around. And lo and behold, I think it was a crow flies, using that phrase again, from the area. It was between 3.2 miles and maybe 4.1 miles. From the point that the boy would run off into the woods and where he found him. So it was just being in the right place at the right time.
And was the boy, how was he found? I mean,
he was basically in good spirits. They called us right away. We were about 2 miles away, 3 miles away. We ran over there right away with mother, my sergeant, Martha Smith. She's Hispanic. She stayed with the family the whole time to help on the language barrier and also be a security base for her, somebody the mother could trust and help us with information. And so they came over there, and the first thing, it was nice to see them hug, laugh, and cry, and he wanted a Coca-Cola.
And I read somewhere that he was found naked.
Yes, he was. He was found naked.
Did he start out with clothes?
He told his mother, this is what we're in Spanish. He said he was hot. He took off his clothes.
Probably regretted that at night when it was 64.
Well, bless you. Well, in some areas it seemed like about 64 degrees. But, we didn't sleep. We didn't hardly drink or eat because he didn't. That was my motive. I just I did enough just to maintain so that other searchers says
you're unbelievable.
If he couldn't eat and drink and sleep, we weren't going to until we found him. And
wow,
you know, there's a lot of prayer. I'll be honest with you, I don't care what anybody says. Everybody's got an opinion, like everybody's got a nose. But I tell you right now, the power of prayer and perseverance was a lot that helped make this.
What is it, that St. Anthony thing when you lose your keys or whatever?
Yeah.
Did you guys say that?
Well, you pray St. Anthony? Yeah.
No, but I've got a St. Michael necklace on my, and I touched it a lot during this thing. I said, you're my guardian angel. Be Christopher's guardian angel. Just find that boy. We're not leaving until we do.
Nice.
How long have you been a sheriff?
I've been sheriff in Grimes County Sheriff's Office for 23 years last month.
And, God bless you.
Retired from Harris County Sheriff's Office. I was down there patrolman for 25 years and 4 years in the military police and Air Force Security Police. And
thank you.
A lot of my colleagues never seen such an organized, very nicely cooperative, so many players from the people that served the donuts and food to everybody, all the way to the searchers on the air and ground and dog teams and the volunteers. Everybody had their heart and soul into it.
So if we wrote a book about Sheriff Donald Sowell, what other story? This would definitely make the book. Is there another story that would make the book?
Oh, there's probably one or two, but I was just one little part of the chain. We had a real strong chain of people that made it work, and it was a good. The bottom line of the whole story is, no matter what you want to say, just seeing that boy alive and smiling and crying and hugging his mother was the alternative we didn't want to think about.
I hear you.
Hardened Texas sheriff like yourself well up with tears?
Well, I didn't cry the whole time, but watching that, I'll have to admit, it was happy tears.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. How about the Cowboys beating the Giants? Happy tears?
Well, yeah, that was okay. We didn't even focus on sports the whole time.
Yeah, I got you.
But now you can.
Now you can.
Yeah. Thank you guys for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you
for all of your service to the country and to Texas.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
All right.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. This Walmart guy really loves his milk. Did we beep tone this?
We did.
Excellent.
I threw an additional one in just because I wasn't sure. I was like, eh.
Yeah, it's questionable.
Yeah, just do it.
Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Nice touch.
This guy comes out of nowhere. He's not wearing a shirt.
He's barely wearing anything.
He's wearing underwears.
That's it.
Underwears and sneakers.
Yeah, my thought was, where did his clothes go?
Yeah.
And then he climbs up on the belt, when you're getting wrung out.
The little carousel thing.
The belt.
Yeah.
At the register.
Yep.
He climbs up on that, and he's screaming, and he grabs, it looks like a half a gallon of milk.
Well, some of it had already, it was open already. This was not a new one. He was able to open that one very easily.
And he starts screaming, and he's dumping it on himself.
Right.
That's how he comes in.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's his entrance.
Most
That's
folks say good morning.
Saying,
hello, everyone.
Yeah,
most folks say good morning. I've arrived.
Can't miss that.
Maybe he hurt himself stepping on the belt.
Yeah, exactly. good morning, Jimmy.
Right. He stepped on a Lego on the way up.
No, his toe got stuck in the belt.
Right.
That's before he's on the belt, right?
This is as he's running towards it.
Towards the belt.
Right.
Yep.
What? Hold it.
He's singing a song.
That's a song?
That's a song.
What song is it?
Milkshake.
Is it?
Oh, my God, it is.
Yeah.
There's a song called Milkshake?
I thought Ashley would pick up on that one immediately.
There's a song called Milkshake?
Yes, it's sung so poorly, I couldn't even identify it. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you. But I have to charge?
You don't
anybody?
Have to. You don't have to sing it. You just recite the lyrics. You're awesome.
I think
Thank
she
you.
Hurt herself.
Right. Well, I was expecting people to join in.
That's why that guy was screaming.
Damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you. But I have to charge.
Is this Black Eyed Peas or something?
No.
No?
One hit wonder, I think.
Yeah.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And this makes more sense now.
Yeah. Dust the milk.
He dumps milk on himself while singing milkshake.
Right.
Wipes out.
See?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he jumped off.
He goes to hop down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the belt. Yep. He pours the milk on himself, then he's getting off the belt.
So he's wet.
Yep.
The floor is wet. Yep. Jumps down from that height, lands in the puddle. Whoop!
Ran his ass.
Whoop! Yep.
The best would have been if he slipped, fell, hit his head, got up, and was normal.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, hello,
where
everybody.
Am I?
Hi, everybody.
Where am I?
He had
what's
a British
on?
Accent all of a sudden.
I ain't saying this is... Huh.
Why?
He
would say. Huh.
That's exactly what he would say. Huh. He would get up, hello, everyone, and then he would look at himself and say, huh.
This is weird.
Was I singing about a milkshake? I'm lactose intolerant.
Where did my clothes go?
I've got a milk mustache on my ass.
Pardon me? Has anyone seen my clothes?
What am I, a Cheerio?
There was a terrible ruckus.
Good heavens. Good heavens.
I seem to have lost my garments.
Whose milk is this?
Now he's running out the store. And I love the guy that's at the door who has to check for receipts and stuff. He's like, go ahead.
After you.
Yeah. I'm sure the milk is paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know the milk's not paid for.
Yeah, we don't
the guy's
care.
Not going to be like, hey, sir, you can't leave with the milk.
Yeah. Where do you keep the receipt? I don't want to know.
The only thing that bothered me about this is there is like a 3-year-old girl right in the checkout line at the belt that he decided to jump up onto, and she's terrified. You can see that she is not having a good time.
He's wearing underwear.
Yeah, and welcome to Walmart.
Exactly.
Get a different belt.
Yeah.
Just go to the one at the left.
Where did you walk into, okay? Walmart. Where anything
can
happen.
Telling the crazy guy. You should have saw the kid and said, hi, kid.
Yeah.
And then ran down like another 3 belts. Right. I can't do this in front of you. Yeah.
Someday it'll be you.
That would be funny if he's like, hi, kid.
Happy Halloween.
Right. You didn't see this.
That's a trick, not a treat.
Say hi to your mother.
Oh, that makes more sense. He was singing a milkshake song.
Ah, okay.
Then he fell.
Yep.
He screams it.
He's like a big bluefish hitting the deck of a boat.
Yep.
What?
Thump. Yep.
Like a sea bass or something.
Yeah, like when you throw clay. Thump.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Whoop. Whoop. Yep.
Thump.
This seemed like a fraternity house, like initiation kind of deal.
Or bet.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bet you $20 won't do this.
Lost his fantasy football league or something last year.
Right.
Oh.
That's possible.
I thought it was a gasket blowing.
Right, just plain, yeah. Yeah, a guy used to work at Walmart.
That's what I thought.
Someone's, you know, that main cylinder gasket went, boom. Right.
Wasn't that the pharmacist? What are you, testing stuff out there, guy?
That guy sold me allergy medication last week.
Return it. Return it.
My blood pressure med.
Oh, no, I pictured him in a hospital strapped to a wheelchair in a straitjacket. Yeah, yes. All right, we're going to roll you outside and get some sun today.
Yep. Going back to his job as a physicist.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that. He might have been doing it because he lost a bet.
What I thought. He seemed college age.
Wasn't that your gynecologist?
God, I hope not.